It's pampering night. You know what that means. Come right on down here and place that head of yours right in between my thighs. They're nice and squishy for you. Now, I got a lot of tricks up my sleeve this time, so you're gonna have to trust me, okay? Because last time I did this to you, you were not impressed with me. And don't act otherwise. My feelings were hurt. So this time, I am going to blow your socks clean off. You won't even know what to do with yourself. So, deal. You'll let me conduct my most wholesome experiment on you. Now don't peek. Just close your eyes for me, and if you want to stay open, that's okay, I guess. Just means you get to see my double chin from this point of view, but it's whatever. First, we start by brushing this hair of yours, taking the brush and starting from the scalp and brushing down to the ends of the hair. Then, going from the top of the head to the bottom at the back. I always get super tingly when the brush goes over my shoulders as well. Nothing makes me happier. I guess I have a lot to be thankful for. That's all it takes for me to be a happy little birdie. I'll keep brushing over. Going side to side. Then at the top, to the bottom again. You just enjoy it for now. Then we run our fingers through your hair. Now this is just a warm-up. I'm going to do it a lot more later on, so just enjoy the sound and sensation for now. I like when I'm able to give you attention like this. I hope it relaxes you. I know you can get pretty burned out from life and work responsibilities. So, put your trust in me. Just for a little bit. I'll take care of everything for you in these moments. All you have to do is relax and let the tension melt away, okay? That's my focus for you. To just release some of that unnecessary stress. Then I'm going to massage over your face and ears. It might sound strange, but it's actually science. You see, you have pressure points all over your body, and of course, it's all interconnected. You touch one point, and your body is completely aware of what's going on around it, because it's sending messages back and forth all the time. Faster than what you can comprehend as well. Especially at the temples, and the ears are a whole other connection point on their own. Some people like ear attention so much, it can knock them out like a light, if you manage to find the right nerve. If only I was actually skilled at this. Then, I'm going to clean your ears for you because I'm such a good person. Yes, I'm aware you don't do it, and yes, you are welcome. I got some water to do it to swish the Q-tips in. I know you're not supposed to do this, as you can compact the earwax, as they say, but if you're smart like me and play 4D chess in your mind, you use hot water to make the wax melt, and then you can get the majority of it out. So what I think you're trying to say is, thank you for your attention to detail. You are more than certainly welcome. It is a pleasure to pamper you like this. done, I'm going to apply lotion to your skin in here. The skin is the largest organ of the body, so you have to look after it, okay? Just trust me, I'm a girl. I know what I'm doing. Except when I don't know, and that's when we truly are in trouble. It must feel nice though, no? I kinda love the sound of lotion going over my ears. It's so different and strange. Feel my nice warm hands going over your skin. The sounds it creates. Just back and forth, enjoying the moment. Then I'm going to massage over your shoulders and clothes a little. The tension that you hold all throughout the day can be stored here, so to speak. So we have to add some elbow grease and massage it all the way. As my hands go over the fabric of your clothes, the muscles almost click from the pressure. You can feel the stress fade away as you focus on me and what I'm doing to you. Now that you're all relaxed, I'm going to once more play with your hair. Don't worry about me. Just breathe in and out at your leisure. You're certainly making me feel sleepy after all this pampering. Speaking of it, I really do need to lie down soon. I feel so tired from work. Although, probably not as tired as you are. You're so good. Giving it your all. I wish I could be like you, but I guess I'm not that kind of person. My strengths lie elsewhere. I like to think I'm sensitive to the needs of others, but I'm sure I'm ignorant by accident in many situations. Still, I can only try my best. Nothing more is expected of me, and nothing less. As long as you're able to feel a bit better, then my mission is complete, huh? I would wouldn't mind doing this pampering session again on you. It's quite nice. I almost like the challenge of it. If I succeed, then you should, in theory, get a good night's rest, or at least be able to recharge your battery. It's important to administer self-care to yourself. I couldn't think of a better world, actually. That sounds so serious, but I do want to encourage it. It's important to pick up the signs that your body needs care or rest. It's easy to ignore it because of X, Y, Z, but I'm not sure that's a good enough excuse for me. Well, you will always be number one priority. I'm sure you're sick of me saying it by now, huh? Well, maybe if you cared to listen, then yeah, I wouldn't. So, really, I should be reiterating this until you actually take it on board. That, or I need new unwarranted advice to give. Well, can I trust you on your own if I keep doing this a little longer? You need to tell me what you liked. And I can think of more concepts to do. Or researching more techniques. I'm sure there's a few YouTube videos I can borrow ideas from, since I'm such an innocent bean. Okay, I shut up now and focus on you.